translation. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The complete whole, or the supreme absolute truth, is the complete personality of Godhead. Realization of impersonal Brahma, or of Paramatma, the super soul, is incomplete realization of the absolute complete. The supreme personality of Godhead is Satchitananda Vigraha. An impersonal Brahman realization is the realization of his Sat feature, or his aspect of eternity. And Paramatma, or super soul realization, is the realization of his Sat and Chit feature, his aspects of eternity and knowledge. Realization of the personality of Godhead, however, is realization of all the transcendental features, Sat, Chit, and Ananda, bliss. When one realizes the Supreme Person, he realizes these aspects in complete form, Vigraha. Thus, the complete whole is not formless. If he were formless, or if he were any less than his creation in any way, he could not be complete. The complete whole must contain everything, both within and beyond our experience, otherwise it cannot be complete. The complete whole, the personality of Godhead, has immense potencies, all of which are as complete as he is. Thus this phenomenal or material world is also complete in itself. The 24 elements, of which this material universe is a temporary manifestation, are arranged to produce everything necessary for the maintenance and subsistence of this universe. No other unit in the universe need make an extraneous effort to try to maintain the universe. The universe functions on its own time scale, which is fixed by the energy of the complete whole. And when that time schedule is complete, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete. All facilities are given to the complete units, namely, the living beings, to enable them to realize the complete whole. All forms of incompletion are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being, and it is obtained after evolving through 8,400,000 species of life in the cycle of birth and death. If the living entity does not realize his completeness within the complete whole in this human life, which has the benediction of full consciousness, he loses the chance to realize his completeness and is again put into the evolutionary cycle by the law material nature. Because we do not know that there is complete arrangement in nature for our maintenance, we make efforts to utilize the resources of nature to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment. Because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of the senses without being dovetailed to the complete whole, the misleading life of sense enjoyment is considered illusion. The hand of a body is a complete unit only as long as it is attached to the complete body. When the hand is severed from the body, it may appear like a hand, but it actually has none of the potencies of a hand. Similarly, living beings are parts and parcels of the complete whole, and if they are severed from the complete whole, the illusory representation of completeness cannot fully satisfy them. The completeness of human life can only be realized when one engages in the service of the complete whole. All services in this world, whether social, political, communal, international, or even interplanetary, will remain incomplete until they are dovetailed with the complete whole. When everything is dovetailed with the complete whole, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves. So let me read the translation again. Well, you see, look what he's done. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam. This is very compressed. The first time I read Isha Upanishad was in some academic translation. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam. Completely opaque, huh? Om, this is full, that is full. Purnasya Purnam Udachate. From the fullness, fullness comes. And so on. Absolutely opaque. Well, I had no idea what it meant. Neither did, by the way, the translator. As he pointed out in footnotes, he said, this Isha Upanishad is very obscure. Then when I got a hold of this little book and read it, it was like somebody opened my eyes. Well, actually, that's what's happened. Somebody did open my eyes, and it became very clear what the Isha Upanishad meant. And I read it two or three times, and then I realized, well, this, you see, this very simple book in very simple English. And I realized that Srila Prabhupada understood the Isha Upanishad. And, no one else I do did. So here's his understanding. When he translates, he unpacks. He unpacks the terms. Om Purnam Adha Purnamidam. Om here means the personality of Godhead. That translation of personality of Godhead for Om is justified in his first paragraph. The complete absolute truth is Sat Chit Ananda Brahman Paramatman Bhagavan. That's what he brings up in this very first paragraph. In other words, if we want to understand this mantra completely, we have to understand the complete absolute truth, which is Bhagavan, as well as Paramatma, as well as Brahman. If we have incomplete realization and only understand the Brahman feature, then we won't understand this mantra. So Om is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his characteristic here is Purna, which means full, and Prabhupada says here, perfectly complete. Om Purnam Adha. Adha means that is to say, that personality of Godhead. And then Idam, this means this phenomenal world, is also Purna. So Prabhupada says, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. Om Purnam Adha. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Purnamidam. Takes a few words just to unpack it. So there's a resemblance. Because he is Purna, so whatever he produces by his emanations, that's also Purna. Purnasya Purnam Adaya. Whatever is produced of the Purnam is also Purnam. That's the statement. Purnam eva vasishyate. And when Purnam is taken away from Purna, when all the units emanate, all the complete units emanate, still he is Purna. That's the meaning of this mantra. So this is very interesting statements here about realization. This is about realization of the complete, as Prabhupada gives it. How do we realize the complete? Well, the first question we have is, well, Krishna is Purna, but then how is this material world and the things in it also Purna? Well, they're Purna in a sense. Not, they're not independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they still have their own, how should we call it, integrity. Because they're reflections of him also. And so he explains this. The phenomenal world is complete in itself. How is? Every universe is a whole. What's here in this verse is a notion that later on became described in Western philosophy, metaphysics, and even science as organic wholes. An organism has a certain kind of completeness or whole that makes it one unit. It has a unity that's as great or greater than any of its parts. That's the characteristic of an organism. And there's feedback systems within it and how it works. And there's been a lot of science and philosophy talked about as to describe what are organic wholes. Because there's a statement about organisms that they're greater than the sum of their parts and so on like that. We can leave all that kind of speculation aside, but just that's what it's talking about. Complete. So that each universe is in fact an organism. Just as our bodies are organisms. And therefore we have a certain amount of completeness to ourselves. We have a unity and integrity that makes us a living entity. You look at a swarm of bees, for example. Each bee is an organism, but the swarm is not an organism. It's just it's a collection. I mean, that because the individual parts have more unity than that whole. So what this says is that, but here we see Prabhupada refers to the living entities. Each living entity is an organism. Therefore, it's a complete whole. Even though it's dependent in some ways, how is it dependent? Because each complete whole is nestled within other complete wholes. There's like a nesting arrangement. So that he says, within our universe, although we are complete units, there is a complete arrangement in the universe for our maintenance. And that universe itself is already equipped to go on its own, ticking away. It's got its time, it's got its rhythm, it's got its biorhythms, it's got its ingredients all set up. Of course, it's always being maintained by Krishna on the outside, but no other universes have to inject at certain points anything from the outside. They're pretty much self-sufficient because everything has been arranged by Krishna. So that, therefore, these potencies exhibit this. No other unit in the universe need make extraneous effort to try to maintain the universe. It's set up that way. All facilities are given to the complete units to enable them to realize the complete whole. So this is what we have to understand. What is meant by realizing the complete whole? And then he has this statement that we have to look at. All forms of incompletion are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. All forms of incompletion are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. That is to say, there is no incompletion. But in the material world, living beings experience their lives as, in fact, incomplete. Fragmentary, cut off, unsatisfying. Death comes and terminates, everything, and the, I did not realize everything I should have realized. I did not attain everything I should have attained. One has a sense of there being something vast, bigger, a great thing to be achieved or understood or realized with the energy of one's life, and yet tragically cut off before it's finished. We experience incompleteness, not only in terms of mortality, but just in terms of our own lives. We don't feel part of other people. We don't feel parts of communities. We don't feel parts of humanity. We don't feel part of nature. These are the sense of being cut off, fragmentary, isolated. Now, this is the disease of the modern world that everyone's trying to, some way or another, heal that disease. Because if we could feel ourselves somehow or other as really part of the whole, then we would feel we would be somehow or other satisfied. And that's what people are doing when they're trying to feel themselves as part of a bigger whole. Men are attracted to women, women are attracted to men, because they feel by themselves and all alone they're incomplete, and they want to somehow fill in there, what's missing. And so they try that, but still there's incompleteness, so they go for this, and they go for that. Everyone is, but they join clubs and social organizations or Nazi parties or whatever, all kinds of organizations to realize their completeness. People are trying everywhere, they're forming social relationships. But he says, still they're incomplete. Because there's no knowledge of the complete whole. He says here, if the living the entity does not realize his completeness. So here you see, there's this notion of, well, let me read the whole sentence. The living entity does not realize his completeness within the complete whole. In this human life, which has the benediction of full consciousness, he loses the chance to realize his completeness and is again put into the evolutionary cycle by the laws of material nature. Now look at this phrase, realizing one's completeness within the complete whole. So here we have our own completeness. But that is not independent of the complete whole. We said we're complete in ourselves. We have to realize how our completeness is in ourselves is to be realized. It's not in isolation. The problem is, the Maya is, that it's being carried on in isolation. So now Prabhupada discusses this attempt to carry on in isolation. Now, this is called Maya. Maya means seeing things not related to the complete whole or to the absolute truth. This is Krishna's definition when he gives it to tells Lord Brahma. If you see anything that appears to have value and yet no relationship to me, that's my illusory policy. No relationship to me. That's like, you know, like a like a light flashing in darkness. It's no relationship to me, but it takes you into the darkness because it appears to be of worth or of value. So here he says, because we do not know that there is complete arrangement in nature for our maintenance, this is part of the arrangement of the Supreme. Everyone is being maintained. The arrangement for our maintenance is there. What does it mean? That so far as necessary, all our senses will be satisfied. It's a simple fact. As much as we need, it will be satisfied. In other words, there's no need for anxiety. How am I to stay alive? That you're part of a big organism, you're one little part, and it's being, like, every cell in my body is being provided for by the arrangement of the body. So similarly, we're like little cells in the cosmos. We're being provided for also. in this cosmic organism. There's complete arrangement for our maintenance. Therefore, he says, we make efforts to utilize the resources of nature to create a so-called complete life of sense enjoyment. Because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of the senses without being dovetailed to the complete whole, this misleading life of sense enjoyment is considered illusion. So here Prabhupada's pinpointing out as the act of Maya, the essential act of alienation is sense gratification. That's really the problem. As soon as the living entity thinks of himself as the enjoyer, he loses his knowledge or his ability to see the complete whole. When one sees the complete whole, then one sees everything is there. The absolute truth is there. His energies are there. I'm in part of it. It's all working in unity and harmony very nicely. I take my place and I go along. My essential act is subordinate cooperative service. And I don't worry. I simply work. The center of all activities is the absolute truth. When there is sense gratification, I replace the absolute truth with myself. And that's what goes on. You can't do it. And as soon as there is sense gratification, cut off. It is not possible to understand this while sense gratification goes on. That's the problem with sense gratification. What is that cut-offness exhibited as? It's exhibited as identification of the self with the material body, which is really incompleteness for the living entity, who's eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. He identifies himself with the material body, and then he sees his life boxed in tight. Boxed in really tight, incomplete in so many ways. The more one, deeper one identifies with the material body, the worse it gets. So he says here, this misleading life of sense gratification. The whole anxiety of existence begins. He says, notice what he says here. Because the living entity cannot enjoy the life of the senses without being dovetailed to the complete whole. So when there's dovetailing with the complete whole, still there is the life of the senses. Because the senses are part of the arrangement of the complete whole also. So in spiritual life, in the life that's centered around the absolute truth, there is sense gratification. But the center of sense gratification, or the enjoyer, is Krishna. And the living entity is the servant of the enjoyment of Krishna. What we mean by sense gratification, when it applies to ourselves here, when Prabhupada talks about sense gratification, is approaching the objects of the senses with the notion, I am the enjoyer. It's seeing incompletely. If we see completely, then we approach the object of the senses, that I know I have to take the sense object and offer it to Krishna for his enjoyment. And because there's complete arrangement by Krishna for my maintenance, I don't have to worry about any results for myself. Mm-hmm. Krishna's taking care of me, and I just serve his senses, and I am free from all worries. This is what Krishna says to Arjuna. This is the meaning of surrender. Don't be in anxiety. Ma suchaha, no stress. Don't be nervous. He says, don't be in an anxiety, any stress. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. You don't have to be in anxiety. You just surrender to me, giving up all your concoctions about how things should be. And let me take care of you. I'll take care of all your problems, all your future, your career, your, you know, whatever it is, I'll handle that for you. And you just engage as my instrument and my service. Now you don't have to worry anymore. What a relief. Because when the living entity wants to take care of his own career, then basically he's declared war on material nature, on the whole cosmic arrangement, which is very, very big and very, very powerful. And nobody wins when you declare war on nature. Nobody wins. There's no need to do that. If we understand that nature is Krishna's nature, it's working under his direction, we become his servant, then we'll see everything as it actually is, in relationship to the absolute truth. That's the meaning of the absolute truth. There's nothing to see without seeing Krishna. There's nothing to think without thinking Krishna. Any act of the senses, whether taking in information from the environment or acting on the environment, is done in relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada said at one point, he said, don't see a tree, see Krishna. What? How are we supposed to see like that? In relationship to Krishna. Then everything is nice. So here he says, how are we, what is our completeness? Our completeness is manifest when we are dovetailed with the complete. The hand of a body is a complete unit only as long as it's attached to the complete body. Yeah, the hand has its own integrity. It acts in a certain way. But it only does so when it acts in concert with the rest of the body. When it becomes severed or detached or palsied, then it looks like it, but it has none of the potencies. So we are part and parcel of the complete whole. We're like a hand. To the body, we are as to Krishna. What does that mean? It means instruments. The illusory... I am the center and everything emanates out from me. This is called false ego. We have, by false ego, we have put ourselves in the center of the universe. This is called our point of view. I am the center of the universe and everything revolves around me. Right? All the people revolve around me. Even if there's God in my universe, God revolves around me too. His mission is to satisfy my desires. He revolves around me. Everyone revolves around me. This is egoistic consciousness. For Krishna consciousness, there's an incredible shift in perspective. Everything revolves around Krishna. He is the center of my sense gratification. He is the center of my ego. Lord Chaitanya, when he was initiated into the mantra, Tattvamasi, my Ishwara Puri, that was the Mahavakya mantra of the Mayavadis, was very happy to hear there's a way you can interpret it from in Sanskrit grammar, which is taken by them, that says, I am God. But you can read it another way, I am His. So that made him very happy. So it's not that I am, Krishna is the enjoyer, and I am His to be enjoyed, to serve Him, to help Him in His enjoyment. The form of the same avidity with which I took care for and watched out for my own satisfaction, now that with that same avidity I take care of and watch out for Krishna's satisfaction. And what about myself? Automatically, I'm perfectly happy. I become satisfied more than I could ever have become satisfied before. Why? Because now I realize the complete whole. Everything, I see everything in relationship to Krishna. I see everything in Krishna. I see Krishna in everything. And I realize how the absolute truth is working. Not just some theory about the absolute truth, but realization of the absolute truth. The completeness of human life can only be realized when one engages in the service of the complete whole. It's a simple thing. You have to go all the way to Krishna and engage in his service. Then he says, all services in this world. Now listen to this list, huh? Social. All social services. People are looking for completeness in that. There's so many forms of incompleteness, which I mostly experienced. So much social turmoil, and divorce, child's being abandoned, everyone's life being just deprived in so many different ways, in all different human relationships, incomplete. It will not be rectified until there is service of the complete whole. The family is not the complete whole. Neither the nuclear family nor the extended family, still not the complete whole. Political, communal, or sometimes you might say racial in America. Racial groups wanting to become the complete whole. That's the ultimate. The incomplete. International. Those movements, United Nations, you know, and so on. Or even interplanetary. When we finally come to terms with all the UFO entities, there'll have to be some kind of work on that level, too. All these things, all these efforts are going to be incomplete until they are dovetailed with the complete whole. What does this mean, dovetail? That the activities of our senses and mind are used in the service of Krishna. That's what's meant by dovetail. My mind and my senses, I'm a specialist. You know, my mind works this way, my senses work this way, your senses may work that way best, your mind may work that way best. You're a specialist. Whatever in you're a specialist, that the way that your mind and senses serves best, that you do for the sake of the complete whole. Sense gratification, this is a quote from a letter from Prabhupada, sense gratification cannot be dovetailed. Aptitudes are dovetailed, serving propensities are dovetailed, talents are dovetailed, abilities are dovetailed, not sense gratification. It is not that I can enjoy and then offer it to Krishna later. People think that that's devotional service sometimes. I will become famous, and then with my fame, I will make Krishna famous. I will become rich, and then I will use my money for Krishna. Try to make Krishna famous. That's how Prabhupada became famous. He just didn't just make Krishna famous, and automatically his fame was taken care of without his giving it any thought. In this way, we just do whatever we do for Krishna. The more we forget about ourselves, the more we'll actually become satisfied, fulfilled, and complete. When everything is dovetailed with the complete whole, everything, 100%, that 90%, 100%, the attached parts and parcels also become complete in themselves. And one realizes his complete arrangement in the absolute truth.